You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Circle of Care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. A private funeral service will be held in Kansas City tomorrow for one of the two Arizona men accused in the attack in Garland, Texas. Authorities say Nadir Sufi and his roommate Elton Simpson opened fire on security outside a controversial Draw the Prophet Muhammad art event before they were shot dead on Sunday. ISIS warns that it has dozens of soldiers poised to attack in the U.S. The terrorist group posted the claim online Tuesday, saying it has 71 fighters in 15 states. The group claims responsibility for Sunday night's attack in the Dallas suburb. Millions living in the Plain States are bracing for severe weather this week. Forecasters are predicting heavy thunderstorms with a chance of flash flooding from Nebraska to North Texas today and Thursday. Texas, Oklahoma, and parts of New Mexico were pounded by heavy rain, hail, and a few tornadoes on Tuesday. The test of an emergency abort system that will be used by rocket maker SpaceX appears to be successful. NASA says the brief SpaceX mission is historic.
This flight test, unlike any seen in Florida since the days of Apollo.
This is USA Headline News.
If you're losing your hair, it's probably thinning, drying out, or breaking off. There's an incredible new product you need to know about. It's called Ovation Cell Therapy. Men and women across the country are raving about it.
I can't believe it. No prescriptions, no transplants, just a shampoo and simple application of Ovation Cell Therapy. It really works. My hair is stronger and thicker in just weeks.
My hairstylist suggested Ovation Cell Therapy to help restore my brittle and damaged hair. Wow. I can't believe how shiny and long my hair is now.
Ovation Cell Therapy really works. For thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier hair, just go to ovationhair.com to learn more about the money-back guarantee. It costs less than prescription meds and can restore any type of hair. Your hair can look healthy again, naturally, with Ovation Cell Therapy. Go to ovationhair.com and enter USA News at checkout to receive a special introductory discount. That's ovationhair.com, and don't forget to enter USA News for your special discount.
The campaign by former Governor Mike Huckabee is underway as he seeks the Republican presidential nomination.
In making his announcement from his hometown of Hope, Arkansas, he stressed the importance he has placed on appealing to the pro-life evangelical voter.
We witnessed the slaughter of over 55 million babies in the name of choice, and we are now threatening the foundation of religious liberty by criminalizing Christianity.
The Southern Baptist minister also spoke about Islamic terrorism around the world, when he said we will deal with jihadists just as we would deal with deadly snakes. I'm John Clemens.
With just one day into the campaign, Huckabee is already lowering the boom on President Obama. Mike Huckabee tells Fox News that the U.S. doesn't have control of its security situations and referenced the recent Garland, Texas shooting as a reminder that the country is not safe anymore.
We're stripping elderly grandmothers electronically naked in the TSA process. I think it's a reminder we're not safe anymore in our own country.
This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Scott Walker is the Republican frontrunner in Iowa's caucus race. A new Quinnipiac poll gives the Wisconsin governor a strong lead among GOP presidential hopefuls, with 21% saying they would vote for him. It also shows a tight race between Senators Marco Rubio, Rand Paul, and Ted Cruz, and Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, who all poll between 11 and 13%. Treadmill injuries are on the rise.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission says almost 25,000 people were sent to the emergency room last year from injuries suffered on a treadmill. The news comes less than a week after tech executive David Goldberg was found dead with severe head trauma next to a treadmill in Mexico. In case you'd lost track, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and you might wonder what to get mom this year. Well, information from a new Retail Me Not survey may surprise you.
Gift cards are becoming more and more popular, and this year they were the number one gift at 30%. So I thought that was very interesting to see.
Retail Me Not senior lifestyle editor Trey Bodge says the idea of just doing housework and babysitting for mom on Mother's Day also proved popular, and flowers still comes up as a big Mother's Day item. Also, 40% of those who took the survey wanted Mother's Day designated as a national holiday. Retail Me Not senior lifestyle editor Trey Bodge says a simple housework day was a surprisingly strong Mother's Day gift idea as well.
If you don't mind rolling up your sleeves and helping out, that's something that mom would really appreciate, namely cleaning the house, cooking, and taking care of the kids.
So, happy Mother's Day. A little early. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Good afternoon. The weather for Hunterdon County, specifically in Flemington, it is currently 67 degrees with a humidity at 42%. Today, there is a chance of showers, mainly before 3 p.m., otherwise cloudy with a high near 70, and the winds are coming from the east around 8 miles an hour. The chance of precipitation is 40%. Tonight will be mostly cloudy with a low around 53, and Thursday, tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 79. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low of 55, and Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 82. Friday night, partly cloudy, low 57, and Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 81, and Sunday also, partly sunny with a high near 82. I think we finally have spring, and it is currently 12:08.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business. One business at a time.
Well, good afternoon. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's show, Counselor's Chat. And May, as I do every month, every May, as a matter of fact, is I celebrate good mental health, as May is Celebrate Good Mental Health Awareness Month. And as many of you know who are listening, I do hope to remove the stigma for people who need good mental health to seek out services. So what is good mental health? Well, mental health is a balance of essential components that's necessary to support our physical health and our overall well-being. It's important that we live a fulfilling life with a sense of value and purpose. Good mental health requires self-awareness, self-monitoring, and action rather than reaction. So that's something that I generally talk about with my clients. I think it's so important that we remove the stigma of what mental health means. I'm sad that people who are struggling with mental health issues have, I guess, both a lot of shame around it and at the same time have a lot of denial. And denial really keeps people sick. Denial is one of the most powerful components of any kind of addiction. The thing is that with good mental health, we find that we can actually live a very healthy, balanced life. Not just mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, relationally, very important. And it really is about that connection of those areas of who we are as people so that we're functioning in a healthy way for ourselves, for our relationships and families, for our coworkers and careers, for society in general. You know, there's so much talk about all of this discord going on in our country. Discord, distress, feeling dissed. How's that one? And we are sort of shifting to a codependent, dependent society. We had been a society, and sometimes to the other extreme, of being independent. I often say being independent is a good thing. Part of being independent is knowing when to ask for help and not relying on help. There's a huge difference. There are times that I need help. And part of being independent is being able and have that ability to ask for help. And so we have all kinds of things in our lives where mental health counseling may be important to us to reach our goals. And there's many components to good mental health. And I think it's important that we know what they are. Again, denial is a huge key piece that prevents people from getting the help they need. So denial, I don't think that it's really there. Gaining self-awareness is also very important. We have a stage called pre-contemplation in the cycle of change. Pre-contemplation. I don't even think there's a problem. What, doesn't everyone struggle getting out of bed and feel listless and cry and angry and irritable? Isn't everybody, the whole world's like that? We're living in an angry world. Maybe we live in a depressed world. Maybe we need to learn how to identify what's going on and make the changes so that we don't need to live in that state of distress, dis-ease, disappointment. Good coping skills on how to deal with disappointment. So I think it's important that we bring to light mental health concerns so that people feel less ashamed, because that's another aspect of seeking out good mental health treatment. Because I can't imagine that you don't want to live your life to the fullest, that you don't want to have good coping skills and healthy relationships, a good sense of well-being physically and emotionally. Learning good self-esteem and self-acceptance. These are all parts and aspects of what I do as a licensed professional counselor. So I need to take a little commercial break, and I will return in a few moments with Counselor's Chat.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntertonChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at HuntertonChamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's show, and I'm talking about creating awareness in mental health, as May is Good Mental Health Awareness Month. So I've got some things here to share with you in terms of things that you may not be aware of, which may actually be affected by or be affecting your mental health. And just a little aside, actually, before I get into this, you know, we do not have, in general, problems when, you know, my back hurts, I got to go to the doctor, or my stomach hurts, I need to go to the doctor, or I sprained my ankle, I need to go to the doctor, or I have the cold, I need to go to the doctor. When it comes to mental health, not me. We may not be aware that we actually need some help. One out of five adults in the United States struggle with some mental health issues. And 50% of us are going to have some kind of mental health issue somewhere along the line in our life. So cognitively speaking, maybe it's about time management, or I have a belief system that says life should be fair. Maybe I'm not organized to my liking, or I don't know how to have long or short-term plans. I am committed to having things perfect in my life, and I can't tolerate it when somebody makes a mistake. I spend a lot of time pleasing others. I have lots of shoulds in my life. Saying no? Absolutely not. And boy, do I get angry at myself when I make a mistake. I think life should be easy. I can't tolerate it if somebody doesn't like me or approve of me. All of these things are based in cognitive systems in our brain, belief systems, which have an effect in our lives. If I have a belief system that says life should be fair and things are not fair, I have a consequence to that. I get angry. I get depressed. I get despondent. I feel hopeless. I might want retaliation. Those are some of the consequences to a belief system. Or if I get angry with myself for making a mistake. I make a mistake. The consequence is I'm angry. My self-esteem, my self-talk is negative. Or I may do that even with people in my lives. They've made a mistake. Dumb idiot. What were you thinking? How can you do such a stupid thing? We talk to our children sometimes that way. I wonder how that gets build self-esteem for them. There are definitely physical components to good mental health. Getting enough exercise, eating nutritious foods on a regular basis, getting enough sleep, providing some time for yourself for relaxation and quiet time. You may not realize it, but gambling, shopping, drinking too much, using too much drugs to cope or have fun, these become physical issues. Do you have activities or hobbies that you pursue? And physically speaking, how do you handle a physical illness? God forbid you're diagnosed with something like cancer. That's a physical illness that has emotional components to it. I need to work at grieving the loss of my health. I need to work on being hopeful towards healing. These are all physical components towards with the component of good mental health. On an emotional level, maybe I feel like I can't solve my problems and I am hopeless. Definitely not managing my anger very well. Maybe I'm spending a lot of time worrying, or I notice that I'm having anxiety or panic attacks. I become aware that my self-talk is negative. Self-talk. What is self-talk? It's the things that I say to myself about myself, sometimes verbally. Sometimes it's just in my head. I can't believe I said that stupid thing. What was I thinking? I look terrible today. Self-talk. Maybe I'm dealing with loss. Loss of a loved one. A divorce. A job. A pet. Again, like I said, loss of health. Loss of trust. There's so many areas where we don't even recognize it's a loss, and we are not taught very well how to deal with loss. And maybe I'm not very assertive. I don't know the difference between assertive and aggressive, or I'm passive aggressive, or just passive. A lot of that has to do with self-esteem. Maybe there's a possibility that I have relationship problems. I don't have a support system. I don't have any family goals. I find that my relationships are abusive. Everybody I'm with is negative. I don't know how to communicate, or my significant other doesn't know how to communicate with me. And I really don't know how to resolve conflicts in any particular way, so I shut down, or I leave, or I drink, or I use drugs. And my children, they're out of control. I'm definitely not happy in my relationship. I bring work home with me all the time. I can't turn my job off. These are the ways we interact with other people. And even the way I react to myself. If any of these things so far sound like an issue in your life, it may be that you need some counseling. I don't have a spiritual connection. I'm not connected. I feel isolated. I don't even understand what spiritual growth means. Empathy? What is empathy? I find that that's a huge issue. I know I talked a couple weeks ago about, or maybe it was even last week, about technology and its effect on our ability to have empathy. Empathy is the spiritual aspect of human beings. It's the way we connect with each other. The way I talk about spirituality that's separate from religion is it is about connection. It's the way I connect with myself, my sense of awareness, my sense of personal balance, my sense of self-value, and the way I connect with other people. Am I communicating well? Do I feel as if I have that kind of support system which builds me up and which I'm able to build other people so that we're not tearing each other down? I'm not walking away from someone feeling as if they have taken my energy. I feel as if we have built each other's energy up. And I live with a sense of balance in my life. What does that mean? A sense of balance. It means I know when to say no. I know my limits, I know my boundaries, and I know I share this a lot, limits and boundaries, because I think it's really important. When we live within our limits and we live within our boundaries, we know where we are and where we're going and what we need. And so often I have clients that come in, and the best way to describe them sometimes, and you may recognize this in yourself, feel like a puddle. I'm everywhere, doing everything, trying to make everybody happy. And if blue is your favorite color, then it's mine. And if green is your favorite color, then green is mine. And I don't really know my favorite color. And if you push me, I'll let you. Because I don't want to disappoint you. And so we begin to recognize that these things, the cognitive, physical, emotional, interpersonal, and spiritual aspects of good mental health, actually combine with each other. And they really overlap. And so good mental health, again, means I live with a sense of balance. A good sense of self-care. I'm not careless about myself. I'm not caretaking of other people. But I have a good sense of self-care. I am caring of other people, but not caretaking of other people. There is a big difference. So I actually need to take a commercial break, and I will be back momentarily with Counselor's Chat.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake has announced a new partnership in response to last week's riots.
I am requesting the Department of Justice conduct a federal pattern or practice investigation into the Baltimore City Police Department.
It comes a day after a visit by Attorney General Loretta Lynch, who pledged to improve the police department. ISIS is claiming to have 71 trained soldiers in 15 states ready to attack. They posted the message on an online board in response to the Garland, Texas event last weekend featuring cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. They also claimed responsibility for the attempted attack on the event, but White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says it's too soon to say if ISIS has come to America.
I think before we made a pronouncement about anything like that, we certainly would want to make sure that we knew a whole lot more about the facts.
The two Muslim gunmen who tried to attack the event were killed by police before they could enter the building. This is USA Headline News.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-Second Walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month working from home with their own home-based business. All you'll need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-Second Walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We'll teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondusa.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondusa.com. That's 7secondusa.com.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your licensed professional counselor and your host for today's program. And I am talking about mental health, as May is celebrating Mental Health Awareness Month. I am a licensed professional counselor, and I have a degree in counseling, and it makes me a mental health counselor. Some states have licensed mental health counselors. New Jersey has a licensed professional counselor. It's basically the same thing. I'm a mental health counselor. I'm a member of the New Jersey Mental Health Counseling Association, as well as the New Jersey Counseling Association and the American Counseling Association and those types of things. And it's so important for us to work at removing the stigma of mental health. I don't like using the term mental illness because it's not very flattering. And so often we think of, crazy. But that's really not the issue. And hopefully as I was going through the list before the news break, you could see that it's not about people who have a deep psychosis. However, a lot of counselors do work with people that have deeper issues such as schizophrenia. Counselors work with many, many different issues. Depression, anxiety, those we talk about all the time. Addictions, addiction to alcohol and other drugs, the way it affects families, addiction recovery, eating disorders, obsessive compulsive disorders, attention deficit disorders, post-traumatic stress, bipolar disorders, behavioral disorders. The list can go on and on. And I deal with many people who suffer from a great variety of issues, relationship problems, can be one of them. It really is learning how to live life at its fullest, even when we have some issues. Just because I'm depressed doesn't mean that I can't learn how to live life differently. A licensed professional counselor in the state of New Jersey cannot prescribe medication. We're not psychiatrists. But we can work hand in hand with a psychiatrist. And though I consider myself holistic, I'm not against medication. I do believe for some people medication is definitely necessary. Why is that? Well, our brain is a mass of nerve endings and cells, neurons, that transmit through electricity and chemicals the way we think, and the way we behave, and the way we feel, and the way we connect. All of the things that we talk about. And if I have a chemical imbalance, then the way my brain is functioning isn't working. It's not functioning. So when I go get medication for, let's say, depression or anxiety, it does alter my brain chemistry to help me get through some of these issues. However, I don't believe medication is sufficient, and you probably would find that most doctors and psychiatrists agree. It's doing some of the work. It is making those changes in the brain through practicing thought changes and behavioral changes. Some of you have heard of cognitive behavioral therapies. Well, cognitive behavioral therapies mean just that. It's a therapy that helps me think differently and behave differently. And it actually changes, neurologically changes the pathways in our brain so that we have a greater balance of chemicals and electricity in our brain, and we can develop and grow new pathways. I just used this example this weekend. I was at a National Eating Disorder Association walk and gave a talk on eating disorders and some of the treatments around eating disorders, cognitive behavioral therapies being primary. And in our brain, think about, you walk across the lawn, no big deal, nothing happens. It doesn't affect anything. I mean, you decided not to take the sidewalk. The sidewalk is a firm pathway. It is a solid paved pathway, and everybody's using the sidewalk, but I made the shortcut and walked across the lawn. Can't tell. You might even have a sign on the lawn that says, keep off the lawn. So I may have a belief system that says, I can't do that. People shouldn't do that. You shouldn't walk on the lawn. There's a sign that says, don't walk on the lawn. Right? Well, part of what happens in our brain, we keep going on the sidewalk. We follow the sign that says don't walk on the lawn, even though we may even be aware that if I walked on the lawn, I'm actually taking a shortcut. Well, I make that decision. There's that sort of that self-awareness. I make a decision to take action to walk across the lawn. Nobody can tell. Lawn looks fine. But I start doing it every day, back and forth on the lawn. Begins to flatten the grass a little bit. Other people notice that I'm taking the shortcut, and they're following me. Next thing you know, we have this pathway where grass is not growing on the lawn. And it's very clear that there's a pathway. And more people are not following the sidewalk. They're walking down this pathway that we've made. And the campus maintenance people say, we better do something because it's turning into mud, so they put stone down. And eventually, more and more people are walking on it, and even the stone isn't sufficient, so they pave it. They've created a new pathway. And that's basically what happens in the brain. We create new pathways by practicing new ways of thinking and new ways of behaving, because our brain is the very center part of where we do that. If I change an old habit and start practicing a new habit, when I first start it, it's difficult. I have to remember it. I might not even recognize that I need to make a change. There's again pre-contemplation. I am moving into the cycle of change. I begin to recognize I have a problem. Going this way isn't working for me. I'm taking the long way around, and you take the short way around. So I'm going to start practicing. I'm going to take action. I make a decision to do something different, and then I take the action. I do it. I do that different thing. Maybe I'm going to add dieting into my life or exercise into my life, or I'm going to start practicing recognizing when I have negative self-talk, I'm going to change it to positive self-talk. And eventually what begins to happen, my brain actually begins to lay down new pathways. Now the old ones don't go away, which is why when people are recovering from eating disorders or they're recovering from addictions, they say they're in recovery. They don't ever say they're recovered. So we say once someone is an addict or an alcoholic, they always are. Because the pathways in the brain don't go away. They'll atrophy because from lack of use, but they don't disappear. So I'm creating this new habit, this new way of living, this new way of thinking, and this new way of being. And my brain is actually making changes. Sometimes what I find with some of my clients, not all my clients, some of my clients, they recognize that, you know what, I'm going to go off my medication, and I'm not recommending anyone who's listening to go off your medication without support from your doctor or psychiatrist. Never do that. The thing is that you may decide, I'm not sure if I need it anymore, and you go to your doctor and you talk to your doctor or your psychiatrist, and they say, okay, let's see what happens if we pull you back from that medication. And you might say, actually, now that it's been a while, I've been in counseling and I've got new ways of being and practicing new habits, actually, I'm finding I'm okay without the medication. And then that's an indication that you no longer need it. If you relapse, because that's part of the cycle, if you relapse back into old patterns of thinking and behaving, it may be that you need the medication. And that's okay too. Knowing what you need is extremely important. It's part of the very stuff that good mental health is about. Knowing what I need. In addition, there's a huge difference between knowing what you need and knowing what you want. Because sometimes things that we need are confused with things that we want. And we struggle and struggle and struggle because we think we need something, when in reality is we just really want it. You know, one of the things that I said at my talk, eating disorders, and a lot of things that are disorders. It's just that. It's something is out of order. And something that's out of order can be put back into order. So, you know, I go to the candy machine and it says, out of order. Or I go to the water fountain, out of order. So I call for service and help. They come in, they fix the water fountain, fix the candy machine. The thing that's out of order is currently working again. So that part of what counseling does is it helps put things into better perspective so that you gain a greater sense of self-awareness so that you can put things into order in your life. Into order meaning what? Limits and boundaries. So I actually need to take another commercial break. This is Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat.
Hi, I'm Karen Palatash of MGX Outdoor, and being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber affords me the opportunity to meet decision makers that I might not have had an opportunity to meet otherwise.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, hunterdonchamber.org, for more information today. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present hunterdonchamberradio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, licensed professional counselor, and your host for today's show. And today's show is about promoting good mental health, as May is National Mental Health Awareness Month. And I love to use the term mental health, not mental illness, because mental illness sounds kind of negative and no one really wants to have mental illness. We all want to have mental health. And I think it's really important to recognize what mental health looks like, and also to know the signs and symptoms of when your mental health is being compromised. Generally, a person begins to show signs of a mental health condition. Maybe they're not able to function as well at home or at work or at school. They get fatigued more easily. There's a sense that something isn't right. Maybe some panic attacks. Gee, I've never had a panic attack before. But I'm just uncomfortable. I'm feeling despondent. I'm more irritable than usual. Next thing you know, it becomes more obvious that there is something wrong. Your symptoms become stronger and maybe even last longer, or maybe even get some new symptoms that start appearing. It can become sort of like a snowball effect, affecting greater aspects of work or school or relationship. And you're having greater difficulty to keep up with personal and social obligations and responsibilities. And your family is feeling the distress of it. However, you know, not me, I don't have any problems. But I'm drinking more, I'm more agitated, I'm eating more, I'm smoking more, I'm angry all the time, I'm having panic attacks, and yet, untreated, the symptoms continue to increase and get worse, and sometimes begin to overlap. So not only am I showing signs of obsessive compulsive disorder, I'm also depressed, I'm also anxious, I'm also drinking. And you begin to feel that you're losing control of your life. And you're beginning to discover that you have an inability to fulfill your roles at home and at work or at school. And yet still, not me. I don't have any problems. So we combine all of these things and we can become extreme and prolonged and persistent. And it's impaired, we are impaired by these symptoms. And believe it or not, untreated mental illness, I don't like that word, but poor mental health can lead us to the loss of life, on average, 25 years earlier. So if you know, I am scheduled to live, I'll say, to 75, I might die at 50. From what? Drug overdose? Suicide? Homelessness? Incarceration? Unemployment? Hospitalization? You know, we don't have to go that far. We can notice early on. Education, I'm all about education, is the best prevention. There was a time when we were doing a really great job of educating people about the dangers of tobacco, and more people stopped smoking. It's like back in the 70s, I guess it was, we had Don't Be a Litter Bug. And you know what? This country cleaned up. There was no garbage along the sides of the streets. Are you kidding? Do you see it anymore? It's a mess. What happened? We stopped with the prevention, the public service announcements. You're not going to get me to ever say that smoking marijuana is good for you. It's like saying throwing the garbage out the window of your car is good too. And I know sometimes my stance on it is controversial. But the reality is we need to take the shame away. That's the bottom line. We need to take the shame away of having good mental health or needing to go out and look for someone like myself, a counselor, or a licensed clinical social worker. Or a psychologist. Psychiatrist, I'm going to say most times anymore, psychiatrists give you medication, check you out for 15 minutes, make sure the medication is working. You really need a psychologist, a good licensed professional counselor, or a good clinical social worker who have the skills to help you make those changes that you need to make in your life. A pill's not sufficient. Making cognitive changes. Developing good coping skills. Parents. When I hear parents come into my office and say, I never want my children to be angry. I never want my children to be disappointed. Oh no, teach your children to be angry. Teach them how to be angry in a healthy way. Teach them how to be disappointed in a healthy way. Give them the skills that they need to learn how to grieve a loss. Their pet cat dies. You go out and buy them another pet cat. It doesn't make the loss any difference. You can't replace the one with the other. All that is a message that says, don't feel. Well, what do I do with my feelings? I don't know. I cover them up with something. And I end up with symptoms. I have a belief system. My belief system. And I've heard it as a therapist, the depression is anger turned inwards. In other words, I swallow my anger. I swallow it and swallow it and swallow it. And so I am depressed. I've pushed down my feelings. I'm depressed. I do this in my office. I say, it's not okay to be angry. No, not okay. Anger is not a good feeling to have. So I turn a light off. And now we're sitting in a darkened room, not black, but just light is now low. And I said, now we're depressed. I just said I can't have a feeling, so I've turned it off, but now I'm depressed. I've pushed it down. I've depressed it. And feelings have energy. Oh, I am so happy. Oh, I am so angry. Oh, I am sad. No, that's not how emotions go. Emotions have energy. I'm so happy. There's energy behind those words. I'm crying. I'm sobbing. There's energy behind those tears of sadness and grief. I want to hit something. I want to stomping around. I've got energy. Well, we take that energy and we swallow it, become depressed, and become anxious because there's that emotion that's alive inside of us that we've swallowed and buried, and it wants to come out. And so it comes out in a form of anxiety. I'm not discounting that we do have some real issues around depression and anxiety that are chemically based. I'm talking about things that are a little bit more situationally based and how we've developed coping skills. But good mental health is about learning to live life to life's fullest, even with issues of anxiety and depression and bipolar and eating disorders and you name it. Good mental health concerns itself with basic life management skills, physical well-being, emotionally balanced, satisfying relationship skills, self-acceptance, intimacy, self-awareness, spiritual connection. So, I hope this has really been a useful program for you today. And I definitely encourage people who are interested, who are suffering, because you don't need to suffer, with any kind of mental health issues, which might stem from relational problems to physical problems. You can get help. You don't have to be alone. You can go online and find a counselor or marriage counseling or depression counseling. See what you get. Look for someone who's a good licensed. You want someone who's a licensed mental health, licensed professional counselor, licensed clinical social worker, who have the skills and the experience. So, as I stated earlier in the show, I am a licensed professional counselor. I do have my master's in counseling. I'm a nationally certified counselor. I've been in this field for over 30 years. I have a private practice in Flemington, right on Main Street. And my practice is in its 15th year. And if anyone is interested in finding out more about what I do, you can find me on the web at www.altarolecounselor.net. That's Altarol, two L's, Altarol, counselor, OR.net. Or you can call me, 908-237-2899. And that's my office phone. It may ring into my cell phone sometimes. If I am with a client, I don't answer. But I will call you back because your call is important to me. And I don't keep a waiting list. And I'd love to hear from you. If you have an issue and you're seeking out some counseling, please give me a call. Or if you have a comment about the show and you would like to even leave a comment, or if you have an idea for a topic. My goal is to work at helping you with your overall well-being, and I think it's important that we live our lives to the fullest. It's the only one we've got. So I'm wishing you good mental health, and I'm hoping to help remove the stigma and celebrate May as Mental Health Awareness Month. And so this is Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat, and I am signing off for today. Have good mental health.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global